What the Spirit of Liberality Will Do, September 13th. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Many have pitied the lot of the Israel of God in being compelled to give systematically, besides making liberal offerings yearly. And all-wise God knew best what system of benevolence would be in accordance with His providence, and has given His people directions in regard to it. It has ever proved that 9/10 are worth more to them than 10/10. Those who have thought to increase their gains by withholding from God, or by bringing Him an inferior offering, the lame, the blind, or the diseased, have been sure to suffer loss. Providence, though unseen, is ever at work in the affairs of men. God's hand can prosper or withhold, and He frequently withholds from one while He seems to prosper another. All this is to test and prove man, to reveal the heart. He lets misfortune overtake one brother while He prospers others, to see if those whom He favors have His fear before their eyes and will perform the duty enjoined upon them in His word to love their neighbor as themselves and to help their poorer brother from a love to do good. Acts of generosity and benevolence were designed by God to keep the hearts of the children of men tender and sympathetic, and to encourage in them an interest and affection for one another in imitation of the Master, who for our sakes became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich. The law of tithing was founded upon an enduring principle and was designed to be a blessing to man. The system of benevolence was arranged to prevent the great evil, covetousness. The small streams of beneficence must be ever kept flowing into the treasury. God's providence is far ahead, moving onward much faster than our liberalities. When the grace of Christ is expressed in the words and works of the believers, light will shine forth to those who are in darkness, for while the lips are speaking to the praise of God, the hand will be stretched out in beneficence for the help of the perishing. We read that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, no man said that aught that he possessed was his own. All they owned was held for the advance of the wonderful Reformation. And thousands were converted in a day. When the same Spirit actuates believers today, and they give back to God of His own with the same liberality, a wide and far-reaching work will be accomplished.